17 years. We've got a rather lengthy flight plan update series here. We can read up to you anytime you want. Just a reminder that we're sitting here waiting with it. Your call. It's changing the number of attitudes also in the flight plan 8432, 8435, changing from 49 maneuver, things like that, due to the TLC change here on time.
Okay, where are you going to start?
Okay, it's at 8432, standby one. Jack, please just tell me we can wait on this if you want until some other time in the flight plan. We want to get into this experiment checklist with a pan camera, mapping camera, film cycling, or we can do both of them concurrently.
Hey, Bob, let's get the camera cycling out of the way first, and then we'll pick up the flight plan updates.
Roger, we can go then.
Hey Bob, I'll get to that camera in just a second. The Coast Guard Freya is starting to come into view. That looks pretty clear. We'll give you more on that later, probably. That cyclone I talked about yesterday in the vicinity, I believe, of the Solomon Islands looks even better organized than yesterday. It's really tightening up. Kind of looks very bright.
Jack, would you mind repeating that?
Before we go to bed, we'll probably be able to update the progress of the front of Australia also.
Roger, right. like in a pretty disorganized area to the east of New Guinea, probably right over Solomon. It looks pretty disorganized on our satellite view from the CIS-7 this morning, doesn't it?
Thank you. You want those on the dial, you don't want me to...
make sure you're with us.
Okay.
Roger, maybe you get a bad skin sensor or face area, right?
Okay, that's the one I'm talking about. More precisely, it's centered at 2 degrees latitude north of the Solomon Islands.
Yeah, I can't imagine that, Jack. Does it look like the Guinea and that is pretty well covered?
Yeah.
looks pretty good there.
Yeah, right. red.
Okay, where it says manual roll left 30 degrees, change 30 degrees to 63 degrees, 63 degrees. Change the roll angle. Okay, that attitude there is pretty close. Roll 165, pitch 060, yaw 338.
Sorry on that one. Just a last note. General note on all this, everything's been checked in the CMS.
And Ron, we've got good data on you now.
Okay.
That's a positive, Jack.
Okay, yeah.
This is a Pelican.
How do you read 17?
Mesa, project.
Okay, I mentioned earlier, I can't remember exactly when, but it looked like the pattern of water in the Ross Sea clearways went across the ice pack and change. And I feel more strongly about that now. Looks like it's opened up considerably. The triangle, elongate triangle areas, two of them that were there a couple of days ago seem to have merged, and you GBT or GST or?
What rank would be in GBT? Yes, 18 from the orbit period, and I'm afraid you sound pretty good.
Roger that.
periods of lunar exploration by astronauts Sarin and Schmidt. And we'll also tour the facilities at MSC. This IFPU tour began December 2nd in Washington, D.C. It was being conducted under the auspices of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration with the cooperation of the State Department. The student group saw the Apollo 17 launch at Cape Kennedy. And since that time, I've toured the Tennessee Valley Authority and the Oak Ridge National Laboratory facilities in Tennessee. Today, they're at the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Tomorrow, they will tour the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the National Bureau of Standards in Boulder, Colorado. Students were selected by their respective governments in response to a NASA invitation in the range of age from 15 to 17 years and rank high academically and have strong scientific interests. Following their visit to Houston, the group will tour the NASA Ames Research Center at Moffett Field, California, and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Schedules for the visit here at MSC and a complete list of the participating students and countries may be obtained at the MSC News Center. At 71 hours, 5 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.
Roger, 8 in the Bravo.
We got it.
Navy count happy tonight, yeah, Ron.
Okay, I'm still looking good.
So you're what?
My visitors.
What did you do? Misplace them, or do you want me to look up and see what it's supposed to be?
I don't know if I can say yes.
Thank you. in round, we miss her. Okay, Jack, we got you at 130 right check just for interest. That time you get hanging around so hard there, you close the heaters and the H2 to shut off. The pressure went up until the heater shut off.
to that big front that I talked about south of Australia yesterday has moved north, but it looks considerably weaker than it did yesterday, even just a very thin line of clouds. I think maybe you dropped out before I said that little weak front moving north-north, east, south of Australia. The western end of it is just touching the coast of Australia south of Perth. But it looks much weaker right now. Would not expect very much weather out of it.
Okay, just thought you might be interested. I called a friend of yours in Tucson, and everybody's fine there, and wanted to say hello, and everybody's fine and get along real good.
Thank you very much. Good to hear. They're starting to take care of themselves pretty well, haven't they?
They sure have. They have a little trouble with the scoreboards, and we'll get working on that. And so they have trouble reading a little bit, but they're keeping up with us.
Thank you. been holding out on me.
Brother.
They passed the torch, your brother is working out these lines.
Jack, I also had some word for you and Jane. I got some advice from the Hope Fund. The thing to do with Ron in the future is to hook up a baby bin and a metal dishpan. It works every time if you want to wake him up. Everybody's flying over a lot, they're doing great. Listening to every word.
Hey, Bob, we got two of those flashers out there. They could be small panels. I don't know. They're lightning intensity and one is about the position we call it the first time, the other one is as I'm looking at here, it's far to the left, closer to the center window now. Thank you.
standard tropical lucky clouds.
Thank you.
Hawaii, but you broke up.
Roger, just got the same question from Dr. Hawaii, and I come at 3,500 scattered, 4,500 broken with minor rain showers, and you know, at about the same, and basically it's just their tropical puppy weather out there, the typical, nothing, no tropical type weather, or no cyclonic type weather. Roger, same old, same old.
just over an hour away from the time that Apollo 17 will enter the lunar sphere of influence. Flight Dynamics Officer Bill Boone has recomputed the time for that event that will occur at 73 hours, 17 minutes, 45 seconds.
Roger that.
17 Houston. I just wanted to give you a fair warning, Jack, in case you all felt the bump there when you're about ready to go to sleep. At 73:17:45, you'll cross that magic line into the lunar sphere influence.
What's the number, Bob?
731745. You're pretty slow tonight. You're at 2,354 feet per second.
Yeah, it's quite a drop from that 35 to the other 4 feet per second.
That's for sure. Tracy a little while ago, and she's listening to the pod quite often and enjoying it, and everybody's fine there.
Bob, you're continuing, now we're getting to every third word.
Do you read me any better on this one? Just taking up on us too. Let's check it through here, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
straight to south of.
Region, look, I was just off a minute there talking to Barbara on the phone. So everybody's fine at the home front, eh?
Okay, what'd you say Tracy said earlier?
She just said she's tickle pink and listening on the smart bikes.
I guess that's why your 9-year-old daughter should be in a case like this. Just what we don't need right now is a nice female voice.
I'm sure of that.
We're just happy to help be hungry and homesick.
Well, you got a lot of work to do. You better see you're hungry and the doctor about what's in your area. Remember you said that? Guys, we're just still trying to figure out who's going to wear the headset and who has the duty tonight.
Oh, where's tonight, Bob?
Gene?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a problem, you're out. I'll go right now.
Roger, still pink. Go ahead. Okay, we're coming.